first of all, we'd like to invite everybody in the community to come out that evening in celebration of Judy's retirement. And so, you know, all those that have had interactions with Judy over the last 25 years, we'd love to have them come up and share experiences and, you know, just say a warm thank you to Judy for all the work that she's done. I mean, she's been here through 7 different directors. And so we'd really love to see the community come out and give her a big round of thanks and hugs. And we're also inviting everybody out to the pool be open for free that evening as part of the 4th of July celebration. For the first grade through 8th grade kids, we're going to have a pie eating contest and then also a lot of gymnasium games. And then there will be sundaes that are going to be given out as part of the celebration, too, that's been donated by TU and also the Moose. We're going to be bringing back this year the pillow fight, which is on a, what is it, a sawhorse?
It's on a PVC tube, about 8-inch circle, and it's got legs on each end, so it's really slippery, you know, the PVC pipe. Then we put a gunny sack or a pillowcase on top of that. Then we take pillows, and you hit each other, and if you knock the guy off, you're the winner of that round. And we have big, thick mats on the floor, so nobody gets hurt.
And it sounds like on the Tuesday events, they seem like they're going to be almost more active than some of the Wednesday events and some of the events on July 4th. Was that intentional to sort of make it an active thing for the Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, it was, absolutely. And this is something that Judy's been doing for a long time. She's always had the Tuesday night. Well, it's not Tuesday, but always 2 days before the 4th in the evening, we've always had a gym night. And that's always consisted of all kinds of gym games and activities and just lots of fun to get the kids out there and get them excited for what's going to happen on the 4th.
So moving on to Wednesday, can you tell me a little bit? I know that there are some new events that you guys have planned too. Can you start with those? What's planned for then?
Well, the new events that are coming up, of course, are going to be in conjunction with the Ragnarok Rollers, also in conjunction with Keto's Cave and Mattingly Electric. They've all kind of supported this new event, which consists of a rib cook-off, a car bash, and then also there's a beer garden, there's music, there's also a rib dinner that can be purchased as well. All folks have to do is bring one rack of ribs to be able to enter. It's $10. You bring the rack of ribs already cooked at $4.45. I will stick a letter on it so that way nobody knows whose ribs they are. And then our 5 judges will come and try each rib. And that's all, you know, a lot of these events will help to support the Ragnarok Rollers so they can continue to have training sessions and bringing in groups like they have that are coming in this weekend and making the cost, you know, acceptable for, you know, people to enjoy.
And where did the idea for a car bash come from?
You know, it's actually a classic event. It's been going on for years and years. I remember my dad telling me when I was a kid that his senior class, they had one in the middle of, you know, their school. And it was just something for the seniors to go and do. And I've always thought it would be just something fun to add to an event. And this felt like the perfect opportunity for something like that.
So tell me a bit about some of the other events that'll be going on earlier in the day.
We've got the Scrap Fish Derby, which is put on by the LDS Church and then also PFI. And we have lots of volunteers down there. The kids go down and they try to catch as many fish as they possibly can. We've got tons of awards for them. And they have to use hand lines instead of fishing poles. And so these were all made by the LDS Church, and they're little blocks of wood, and they've got little handholds on them, and they have to dunk them down and try to catch fish. And it was a lot of fun last year and has been fun in the past as well. And so that'll be from 10 o'clock until about noon. At 12:30, we've got the fairing races, which are rowboats, and they'll also have some canoes and that type of thing. They'll be starting at the North Harbor, and that'll head out to the Green Buoy, and they'll race to that and come back in. So that'll be 12:30 till probably 1:30, 2 o'clock. Then I believe at 2 o'clock, we have the starting of our next races, which will have moved over to Middle Harbor. And we'll start off with the blind rowboat races, which are a blast. You partner up with youth, and the youth has to tell the adult where to go. And so you'll be rowing this boat blindfolded, and have to go out, go around a ring buoy, and then come back to the dock. And so that's going to be a blast. It was a lot of fun to watch last year.
It was. We had some killer tides last year. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then after the blindfold rowboat race is over, we're going to do a tote race. We got two totes. We have a two-person tote race. They use paddles, and they paddle out around that ring buoy and back. And we race them two against each other at a time, and it's timed. And then after that one's over, we do a four-person tote race. And you go out around the ring buoy and back, and it's timed.
Just one thing, with the construction on Main Street, is there going to be any problems with the harbor area, or should that all be fine?
The harbor area is going to be totally fine.
Okay.
It's not a big deal at all on that day. And, you know, to be honest, the construction that's downtown, they have made me promises that they would have the cement all laid and ready to go for the 4th of July. And so on the 3rd, we will be having our 5-alarm go-kart races down the middle of the street, out in Main Street. And now this is actually something brand new that the fire department's putting on. And they're actually go-karts that are powered by fire hoses. And so I'm really excited to see this. But it's a two-person team, one person in the go-kart, and then one person actually feeding the hose to them as the pressure pushes the go-kart down the street. And so it's going to be a blast, and so we're excited to add that to the events as well.